Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198, email address lsmedia@livingseed.org, or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
We come with thanksgiving. We come with gratitude in our hearts that we have a God who never fails. We have a God who answers prayer. We have a God in whom there is no darkness at all. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this privilege of gathering at your feet tonight and for these few days. Thank you for drawing us to yourself. For the Bible says, unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. Thank you for all those that you have drawn from different parts, different states in the eastern region and beyond. We ask you, Father, to take all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you never ask any man to seek you in vain. Having brought us to yourself here, having brought us unto this solemn assembly, we look unto your hand, who is able to do more than we could ever ask or imagine. Reach out unto us. Reach out unto our lives. Reach out unto our families. Reach out unto our situation. Speak a word in the name of Jesus Christ. Every challenge that anybody is facing while he came here, speak into that challenge. Speak into that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. This night, Lord, we have spent so much time, and some of us, we travel far and we're tired, but we will not let you go unless you have blessed our lives. We will not let you go unless you have set the agenda for our lives. And tonight we are asking, send a word. That woman said, just a word, just a word, just a word, my servant will be all right. Lord, we say tonight, just a word, and it shall be well with us. Just a word, oh God, just a word. Can you ask the Lord, can you ask him and say, just a word, just a word, just a word. It was only one word you sent, and all the storms, the raging sea, they came to a calm. It was just a word. The barren womb became productive. Just a word. Darabasamo Roboshiba. Biriba Sakurima Shekeye. Mosabara. Yekurima Sambo Roboshinda Bakuria. Just a word. Just a word. People may think it has been there for years, but one word from you will finish it. Speak just a word. Thou whose almighty word, chaos and darkness heard, and took their flight. Hear us, we humbly pray. And where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord bless you. We're going to turn our Bibles tonight very quickly and yet briefly onto Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. I will look together with you as we read verse 1 very quickly to verse 5. And there we will stop. We're just asking God to send a word to our lives. One thing I want you to take note is that it doesn't matter how many years things have been in disarray. It doesn't matter how long a matter had been off hand and off course. Just a word from the Lord is sufficient to set it in order. And we are just asking him tonight, before we go to take our rest, send us a word, and it shall be well with us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you in Genesis chapter 1? Are you there? I'd like to read from verse 1 up to verse 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I want us to stop there tonight as we take a brief thought in opening this meeting and in setting the agenda as we look unto God for his presence. All through this solemn assembly, we'll be waiting on him, we'll be watching what he wants to do. But tonight, there are a few words that I want you to please note as we go ahead quickly. First, I want you to know, the Bible says, in the beginning, God. And I'm very excited about that. That what is happening to you, your experience, your challenges, your situation, where you are coming from or where you find yourself, I want you to know, it is not the beginning. I thank God that the Bible was very particular in the beginning, God. I'm happy to inform you that in the beginning, it was not a problem. It was not Satan. It was not darkness. It was not problems. In the beginning, God. And I want you to note, as simple as that scripture is, that because the beginning, God was at it. Everything that is happening to any of you has only come as an intervening matter. It's not the beginning. And he who began your life has not lost the original plan. He who started it out, when there was nothing, when there was no shape with you, is God. And he is still God. Now, so one thing that settles, even as we begin tonight, which I would like you to bear in your mind as we are going ahead, is that whatsoever it is that you are going through, That's not the beginning. That's not the beginning. The beginning is God. And as I'm looking at the word of God, say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That itself put a very, very infinite gap between everything else and God who started it all. If there is any hope in my mind for revival, for restoration, for recovery, about any one of you sitting here tonight, it's because it wasn't Satan that began you. Are we together? It was not Satan that did what? That began your life. It wasn't even men that started you out. It was not demons and principalities that crafted your life. If they were the ones, maybe there would be no recovery. Because they will have kept the master plan. They will have hidden the original intent. They will have made it impossible for any one of us to trace where things went wrong. But I'm happy tonight that in the beginning, God. But because we just want God to move us into an experience as we start this meeting tonight, we will not be spending time on that. We would like to go on. But let me say to you that it is with excitement that I would like to begin this meeting that God, who began it all, who is the Alpha, is still God. He is still in charge. He has not lost what he began to do. He had not lost what he began to fashion. And he has not lost his power. He has not lost his authority. You might say, oh, but things are scattered. Things are confused. Things are not working very well. Is there any hope? I must say to you very quickly tonight, yes. Why can I say like that? Because in the beginning, God. If Satan were to stand here to answer you, I would have wanted you to ask him a question straight in his face. Say, did you begin me? Did you know where I'm coming from? Did you know what I'm made for? Do you know where I'm going? What you are doing can be contained because you didn't begin it. Hallelujah. Why do I have courage to speak to you tonight? Why do I have courage to believe that whatever damage has happened in any of our lives, it is not irrecoverable? The reason is because the damage only came in between. The beginning was not damaged. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The authority of the Creator lies with God. The ownership of creation lies with God. The audacity of the Creator lies with God. The design lies with Him, because He is the one who, even when there was nothing, He called into existence everything you see now. The local proverb in my village says, no matter how big a river has become, if it began in your very eyes, it can never get you drowned. Isn't it? Because you know where it started. You know where it is deep and where it is shallow. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Can I ask you to please take note tonight that it doesn't matter where you are. I want you to know that in the beginning, it was not like that. Hallelujah. Some people came to Jesus. They had problems with their marriages. In fact, their marriages were so scattered that they have already come to a place where they couldn't see hope in their marriages again. They said, once a woman offends her husband, just give her a letter of a divorce. So they came to Jesus and said, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And Jesus said, have you not read that He who made them in the beginning, how did He make them? He made them male and female. And they said, but why did Moses permit us to put away our wives with a writing of divorce? And I'm hearing Jesus say, yes, Moses, he wasn't there in the beginning. But because of the hardness of your heart, He gave you that permission. But in the beginning, it was not so. There are many things that are happening now, but He who holds the beginning says it's not so. There are many things that are happening now, and it will appear as if, well, since it has been happening, and since there's nobody who knows how it can be restored, maybe that's how it will continue. No. He who holds the beginning says, no, not so. Not so. Can you tell somebody around yourself and say, he who holds your beginning says, not so. There is something in the heart of God concerning you before He began you. There is a place that God is taking your life when He started you out. Actually, before you were born, there was a decision over your life. God was speaking to Jeremiah and said, while you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. What does that mean? Even when nobody knew your shape, whether you would be a man or a woman, I knew you. Even when nobody knew whether you would be tall or short, I knew you. Even when nobody has already known what name they will call you, when you are just but a little jot inside the womb, I already knew you. And I knew what I planned for you. I knew what I started you out to become. And when God said, even in your mother's womb, I knew you. I want you to know tonight. And that's where that's the little word I sense I should start this solemn assembly with. Because I felt that something is going to happen. God who spoke and said, let there be light, He will speak again. And every conflict, every confusion, every darkness, everything that came in between, they will find their level in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And because the authority of the Creator is in his hand, no matter how shapeless everything appears to be now, it's not shapeless with him because he has the shape. And your life is going to get back to shape. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen. But you see, the Bible said, and the earth was without form and void. If you read that from other versions, simpler versions, I want someone, if you have Good News, or if you have Old Living Bible, can you quickly read verse 2 for me with a good voice? Verse 2, yes.
The earth was formless.
Alright, alright. Thank you, brother. Let's take a microphone here. Yes, sister. The earth was formless.
And desolate.
And desolate.
The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed.
Was engulfed.
In total darkness.
In total darkness.
And the Spirit of God was moving over the water.
Wait. Now, you see, one of the things I'd like you to note, he said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. I do not expect, listen to me, that he who created the heaven, and the heaven is so beautiful and well organized, I don't expect that the same God will create the earth and it will be formless. And it will make it desolate. And it will make it confused. And it will cause it to be chaotic. If somebody carries Living Bible, where's Living Bible? Where's Living Bible? Can you read Living Bible quickly? Just verse 2. Quickly, sister. Sister, quickly.
The earth.
Yes.
Was at first a shapeless.
It was a shapeless.
Chaotic mass.
Was a shapeless, chaotic mass. Excuse me, what's the meaning of, when they say something is chaotic, what's the meaning of that? Eh? Confused. Restless. Disorderly, in disarray, chaotic, no order, no direction, no organization of any form, chaotic. Let me ask you, you think God would deliberate sin and say, let me do something chaotic? Let's talk to me. You think God would deliberately sit down and said, let me just make this woman and make her life chaotic? Let's talk together. You think God would just sit down and say, well, can I just get a bundle of problem? So let me bring out a girl that from the beginning to the end of her life, everything about her will be chaotic. She will be completely confused. Her life will be void. Whatever she put her hand upon will not succeed. Wherever she goes, everything will scatter for her. Let me ask you, you think our God, the good God, will sit down to do a chaotic thing? You think God will sit down and say, Kai, let me even create confusion for this woman. Let me just find something that she will continue to struggle with for the rest of her years. If she does this, the thing will scatter. If she does that one, the thing will just fall upside down. And God will sit down in heaven and say, yes, I just like to create chaos. Talk to me. You think our God will do that kind of thing? The God who created the heaven is the same God that created the earth. And he created both the heaven and the earth for a purpose. And he created it to be beautiful. That's why I'm telling you tonight that I don't know what is happening to you, and I don't know what you are going through, and I don't know where you are. I don't know what damage has happened. That is not the beginning.
Amen.
That is not what God planned you out to be. And that's why I know there will be recovery in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I may be speaking very gently tonight. It may be coming to you little by little as if, ah, what is this man saying? But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you tonight. That's not how he who began it, began it. What you are seeing now, what you are going through now, what you are battling with now, what you are struggling with now, excuse me, that's not the beginning. And because it's not the beginning, it's not a fashion, it's not part of the design, a word is coming from the Lord tonight that will resolve it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now you are reading? Read again that verse 2. Read it properly.
The earth was at first
a shapeless
chaotic mass with the Spirit of God
brooding over the dark vapors. Thank you. Shapeless. You think God will do something shapeless? Talk to me. You think God will give you a family that is shapeless? God will look at you, very beautiful and handsome man, growing well. And he said, let me just introduce problem into his life. Let me just give him something that forever, at least for the next 50 years, he will just be restless, going from one hospital to another. Excuse me, you think God will do that? That thing that you are going up and down, I can see some of you going from one prayer house to another prayer house. You have done nothing else with your life than just going from one place to the other begging for prayer. You think that's what God created you to be going up and down for? Tell me. Now I want you to note that there was an accident. There was something that came to cause confusion. There was something that came to make the earth formless, to make the earth shapeless, to make it void, to make it chaotic and restless. In fact, the way the Bible described it, they said, and the entire earth was engulfed. What's the meaning of the word engulfed? Swallowed, wrapped, enveloped, as if it has no chance to break out, no chance to break loose. It's engulfed in darkness. Engulfed as if there's this darkness that has come to cause all the chaos, all the confusion, all the problems. Everything was restless. Don't ask me tonight, where does it come from? We'll be dealing with that if the Holy Spirit will give us chance. But that's not what I'm dealing with tonight. I'm dealing with three things that are very critical. Number one, even though We are seeing void. We are seeing confusion. We are seeing shapelessness. We are seeing formlessness. We are seeing scatteredness. We are seeing an engulfing darkness. But I want you to see something. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Was doing what? Was overing. Was overing. I thank God for that version. They say was brooding. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit had been brooding over some of our lives for some time? How many of you know that the reason why you have not perished, the reason why things have not been totally out of hand, is because the invisible Spirit of God is saying, she was not created to be destroyed. She was not made to be scattered. No, I can see. You see what, how the Holy Spirit is doing. He said, no. Darkness was saying, I must engulf this one. I must finish this one. I must scatter this one. I must destroy this one. I must make it shapeless. I must make it formless. The Holy Spirit was saying, no. Brooding. Overing. Some of you don't know what brought you into this meeting. Some of you don't understand why you are here. It was a brooding of the Spirit of God. It was an invisible outworking of the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of you say, oh, but I don't know that. Yes, I know you don't know. I know you don't know. But he who made you in the beginning has decided that it's not going to be shapeless. Heaven has decided that you are not going to be formless. Heaven has decided that your situation is not going to be void. Heaven has decided that something must come out of this, because he had a mind. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I know my plans for you. And when I was making that plan, he was not there. Tell somebody and say, he was not there when God was planning me out. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the tireless brooding of the Spirit of God over several lives that are seated here tonight. If there will be space for some of you to tell stories, it has taken a long time when the Spirit of God was brooding. Some of you, while you were in secondary school, you had actually gone into an abortion that would have killed your life. But you just don't know what delivered you. There was the brooding of the Spirit of God. Even though you don't know him, even though you didn't understand him, even though you never recognized his working, yet he said, no, I will not let her go. That hand that I've refused to let you go will not let you go in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that some of you, your family, was the source through which darkness was trying to override you? And it's as if, let's get her right, even from her family or from his family. And it's like, yes, all others in the family have been cut short. But you see the Spirit of God brooding. Say, not this one. Not this one. Not this one. There was a finger pointing at your life, and it's the finger of the Spirit of God. And say, not this one. Not this one. Not this one. Do you know that some of you, though the Spirit of God was brooding, I don't know how long the Spirit was brooding upon this. I don't know. I don't know how long it took. I don't know how long. But it appears as if this had gone on for a while. This has gone on for a while. And I will not be able to tell you what is the distance between verse 1 and verse 2. I don't know. But it looks to me as if something went somewhere. But that's the first thing I want you to know tonight. What's my confidence for this solemn assembly? My confidence is not in any man's ability to do anything. My confidence is that there is the invisible Spirit of God hovering over you. There's the Spirit of God brooding over several lives here. Brooding. Sitting like a mother hen. You know, saying, no. Something must come out of this one. I'm not going to let this one go. I'm not going to let this one go. Some of you should have gone long ago. But heaven is saying, Holy Spirit is saying, Father, do something about this case. Do something about this case. Do something about this case. I will soon be stopping because even for me tonight, what my confidence is that there is the Spirit of God over the congregation. There is the dove moving. And God the Father was going to act. What did he do? And God said, let there be light. I want you to listen. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. It appears to me immediately that the battle for recovery is a battle against the engulfing darkness. And God was not going to do anything else. What we deal with darkness was light. And what did God say? Let there be light. And there was light. The result was simple and clear. God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God demarcated it. God said, now darkness, this is your boundary. Beyond here you cannot come. And as the light was shining, what did the Bible say about the darkness? The darkness cannot. I saw the earth that was shapeless, that was chaotic because of the engulfing darkness. I saw it released for reconstruction. Released for reordering. Released for repositioning. Released for his destiny. And from that point, the rest of the story was the rearranging, the calling forth of several things that have been dislocated, put in their rightful places. And from that point, God was going to make sure that the earth was never to be overrun again by the engulfing darkness. I want to stop there tonight. That's all I could do tonight. As I will ask you to pray. That's where I want to stop tonight. I can't go beyond there. I only want to say three more issues as you will respond in prayer. I noted that the action of the Spirit, the overrunning of the Spirit, it may appear invisible, but the Spirit of God is already working. I want to testify to you tonight that the Spirit of God was already working. I don't know how to put it, but the Spirit of God is already doing a work here. The Spirit of God was already. Some of you don't just know. But something is already working on your heart. Something was already overrunning on your life. Your life is already taking a different direction. Because the invisible hand of God was at work. Then God himself is standing there and said, let there be light. Enough of darkness. Enough of conflicts. Enough of chaos. And there was light. And God saw that that light was good. That light was adequate. That light was sufficient. That light was capable of handling the darkness. And from that point, the Bible said, he put a demarcation. Going to the New Testament, the Holy Spirit says, and the light shineth, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. And the Bible said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Said the light shineth and darkness cannot comprehend it. Said it was the true light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. When he said, let there be light, every activity of darkness ceased. Every chaos came to a stop. Every scatteredness was arrested. Arrested so that God can reconstruct what the darkness came to destroy. I sense tonight, and I want you to hear me very closely because you are going to pray. You are going to respond to what God is doing now. We are going to see what we have not seen before. Some age-long darkness is going to stop here tonight. Listen, I told you that they said the whole thing was chaotic. You can't put your finger anywhere, everything just scattered. Shapeless. You go here, there is nothing to do. You go here, there's problem. You go here, there's this. And everything is engulfed. But when God spoke, when God said, let there be light, darkness had it. That was the end of it. Tonight, we may start anything tomorrow. But before God did any other thing, before all the reconstructions that you begin to see, Before God began to say, let this be there, let this be there, let the waters be arranged here, the first thing that God dealt with was the engulfing darkness. I know that from tomorrow, this meeting is going to be a very serious outworking of God. But we are not entering into that until darkness has been packed aside. And that's going to happen tonight. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And the light shineth, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. I want you to stop and think just for 2 minutes as we pray together tonight. Number one, I want you to know what stopped darkness was not the struggle of the chaotic mass. What stopped the darkness? It was because God said, let there be light. What's going to happen tonight is not what you know how to do. It doesn't depend on how much you have been praying. It doesn't depend on how many things you know how to put together. What will stop that conflict and confusion tonight is a command from heaven. Let there be light. And there was light. And there was light. And when the light shines, darkness cannot comprehend it. Every activity of darkness was brought to a stop because light began to shine. And the Bible said that was the true light that shines. And darkness cannot comprehend it. And as we came further into the New Testament, you hear Jesus Christ saying, I am the light. The Bible said John the Baptist was sent as a witness to that light. He was not the true light, but he came to be a witness to that true light. Who is that light? The Lord Jesus. Jesus was that light that God said, yes, let there be light. And darkness could not comprehend it. All activities of darkness, they just stopped. They came to stand still. And they were packed aside. Do you know what is going to happen already tonight? Those things that did not originate from the very beginning of God's purpose for your life, that were introduced an intervening conflict, they are going to respond to the word of God tonight. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm ready to pray with you now. I'm ready to pray. And I'm going to pray first before I ask you to pray. And we only have 2-3 minutes to do it. Don't rush anywhere. We're just going to do that now. Because tonight, as simple as what we are going to do tonight, it may say, but this thing has been engulfing me for years. Will this solve it? Yes. 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 Father, tonight, thou whose almighty word arrested the chaos and brought order. You saw darkness rage engulfing and causing conflict in everything. And you said, let there be light. And that was the end of that. You were sitting in the ship. And there was this storm. And everything was in chaos. And the people were crying left and right. And they said, care you not that we perish? And you stood up and spoke only a word, peace be still. And that was the end of it. Thank you tonight. Thank you that you're already overing over this congregation. Thank you that you're already overing over these several lives. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit's already working. Some of them don't know why they have been in this meeting. Some of them don't know what has dragged them here. But the overing Spirit of the living God has been working. Some of these had started some time. Some, it didn't begin with this night. Some have started several weeks, several months. Some, it's a cumulative work of several years that you have been overing over their lives, brooding and say, no, this one will not be lost. Now tonight, send the light. Send the light and cause darkness to depart in the name of Jesus Christ. Every chaos, let there be calm tonight. Every engulfing darkness, loose your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. From this night, there's going to be a reconstruction tonight. A rearrangement of that which has scattered in the name of Jesus. Things that have been misplaced. Areas of your lives that have been misplaced and displaced. Bayataga sombo robo shinda baruba sahila. Everything that darkness came to engulf. Tonight, because that's not how it is from the beginning. That's not the plan. That's not the plan. That's not what you were born to be. That's not what you were created to be. I declare tonight, let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Rakushimba kanterebo saila kashinda buriba saila. Oh God, boso boyeke rebo santa bakuri moshika buriba saila. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Yes, darkness, you may have sat there for years. You may have engulfed this life for years. You may have engulfed that family for years. You may have engulfed that lady for years. You may have taken it up and down, scattered the marriage, scattered the school, scattered their career over the years. Oh, boko yekerebo suya. Nasaba yanto robo samba yakerebo. Dese yekerebo suba. Let there be light tonight. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Nele sobo la korosa bosh isabosh eke sabu ikarisa moseyesa. Hallelujah. Listen, my friends. Listen. I say it doesn't matter how many years you've been engulfed. It doesn't matter how many things were scattered and chaotic. It doesn't matter how it looks as if no one will have a breakthrough for you. But there is already the brooding of the Spirit of God over your case. And heaven is announcing tonight, let there be light. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. While this prayer is going on, I want you to pray now for yourself. Did you sense the brooding of the Spirit of God on your life? Did you see how many years He who made you will not let you go? What is happening to you now is an intervening space. That's not what you were planned to be from the beginning. That's not what God said you are from the beginning. That thing that you are struggling with is not part of your life from the beginning. And tonight, God has arisen. God has arisen. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you tonight. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The brooding of the Holy Ghost has been going on here now. The Spirit of God that will not let you go is brooding over your life. And heaven is arising and say, yes, the years of darkness is enough. The years of damage is enough. The years of chaos is enough. The years of conflict is enough. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 It's okay. It's okay for tonight. It's okay. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Listen, this is a very critical night. It's very, very short, and yet we cannot. God has already stepped into this. Do you know that when God said, let there be light, and the light came, darkness cannot comprehend it. God demarcated. He separated between the light and darkness. The darkness, beyond here you can't go. Some of you, the Spirit of God has brooded over you for years. But tonight, heaven is standing up to address the darkness that engulfed your life. That darkness may have manifested itself first in the matter of sin. That which covereth is darkness. That which stood between you and the Savior. That which continued to scatter your life. That which continued to make you a weakling. That which always robbed you of where you are supposed to be in God. And it's like, that's how you are going to end. But heaven said, no, That's not what it is from the beginning. That's not your beginning. That's not what I planned you to be. This night, are you there? The Holy Spirit is nudging, overing over your life. And say, yes, concerning this darkness, that life that you are always having to hide, you are not straightforward. Something is wrong in your character. You are very ashamed of anybody knowing what you do in the secret. You have tried, but you are engulfed. You wanted deliverance, but you couldn't because you are already engulfed. But God is speaking tonight that the end of that matter is here. Now, we're going to first address that. Because that's what brought every other problem. That's what brought every other problem. When darkness came, it brought in disobedience, it brought sin, it brought separation from God. Engulfs the man that God wanted to use. Tonight, you have heard the Holy Spirit say, let there be light. And you are there, you are saying, yes, I know God has come to address that darkness in my life. That sin that makes me always to hide. I couldn't come boldly before God. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. But I don't know why I came here tonight. The Spirit of God must have drawn you. I want you to do something quickly about that. The Spirit of God is saying, yes, tonight I have come to address that darkness in your life. Wherever you are, can you raise up your right hand and say, yes, Lord, I'm the one. And this matter is finishing tonight. I'm not first of all asking for those who, when darkness came into their lives, it scattered their business, it scattered their marriage. No, that's still secondary. The first thing he came to do is to make sure that sin that will not let God look at you, will not allow God to turn his attention to you. He will not allow God to bless you. He will not allow your life to take shape. That darkness, that sin brought into your life, that made you always hiding. Always hiding. Many things you do, you dare not let anybody know that you do it in the public. Secret things. Hidden things of dishonesty. Heaven is here tonight and say, yes, that's not what I plan you to be. I plan to walk with you. And I'm coming to deal with that darkness tonight. Where are you? Just leave that right hand and say, yes, Lord. You have been nudging me. You have been overing over my life. And this is going to be the end of it tonight. Thank you, my friend. Can you lift it above your head? That's the first matter that heaven is addressing tonight. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, sister. You can't be too old to deal with that because that's what has engulfed you in every other conflict. Thank you, friends. Are you in the gallery? Can you now stand on your feet? All the hands lifted to heaven, please stand quickly on your feet. Because tonight, when God is saying, let there be light, he wants to deal with the darkness. The life that darkness brought in. That's why your prayer was not going to be answered much. That's why whatever you are doing, continue to scatter. If they say devil was oppressing you, that's where he came from. Where there is sin, there is all kind of conflict. Thank you, my brother. And are you sincerely saying, Lord, since you are announcing to me, let there be light. That darkness has to be separated from my life. Is that what you are saying? Thank you, Lord. Please, if you do that with all your heart tonight, let me request you to come and just kneel at the altar and say, like the choir sang, let there be light for me. Thank you, my friend. Now, don't come to this altar unless you are sensing that for me, something must end tonight. Every hypocrisy of darkness must end tonight. When he spoke and said, let there be light, he was addressing the engulfing darkness. People have been engulfed with sin, engulfed with wrong habits, engulfed with things that will not allow God to walk with them. You are handsome on the outside, but you are engulfed. And heaven is said, that's not what I planned you to be from the beginning. That's what I'm looking for you to be from the very beginning. Thank you, dear sister. Just walk out quickly. Is somebody coming from the gallery? Run down quickly because I must pray with you before we can move on from here. The meeting from tomorrow is a reconstruction. It's a rearrangement of what your life should be. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you, dear. Please come. Thank you. Please make room for those that are coming. There's still space by my side here. Just get a space and just be on your knees before God tonight. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my friend. Don't let that darkness say, but you have been going to church for years. Until darkness is separated from the light, it can't work out. Can't work out. Light and darkness, they don't stay together. When the light of the word of God shines on a man's life, darkness automatically must go. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Is anybody telling you that you are in the light, but there's darkness in your heart? Oh, tonight. Thank you. And God saw that the light was good. And what did he do? He put a demarcation. There must be a demarcation between light and darkness. You can't go on and begin to mix up anymore. Darkness must end tonight. I'm waiting for you. That's why I've not prayed. If you are coming here, you must run down quickly. Is it here you are coming, my friend? You need to move very fast. You need to move. Thank you, friend. Thank you, my brother. Sister, if you are not pregnant, you need to run down now. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kima karama samboro boshiri. My friend, thank you. Thank you. Please make room for those who need to kneel down at the feet of the Savior tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Friend, I want you to listen. Please listen. In the name of Jesus, is there anybody who needs to come down? When God said, let there be light, he put a clear demarcation from darkness. All the things that darkness was doing had to be parked aside. Every activity of darkness in you, in your character, in your life, in your family life, in your business life must have to be set apart from tonight. That lady, you need to come. God bless you. God bless you. Shama koroboskuri. There's no way to add darkness and light and put them together. Friend, is it here you are coming? You are getting late. You need to run. God bless you. Thank you, young lady. God is going to put a demarcation for you tonight. Now, all of you that are kneeling down, yes, young man, you need to run. I have to close now. If you must come down, you must come down quickly. It's not a matter of let me just go and see how it will be. No. When God saw light coming, he demarcated between light and darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is that young man supposed to be here? All right. Thank you, Father. Can you now lift up your hand to God? Just lift it to God. Thank you. I know. The first thing I want you to know tonight is that the Holy Spirit has been brooding over you. Heaven had been struggling that you won't be lost. Tonight, a victory is being won when God is arising on your behalf and say, let there be light. Father, thank you for these hands and these lives that are kneeling down. And they are saying, yes, Lord. The engulfing darkness will not allow me to do anything by myself. But when you spoke and said, let there be light, the light shines and darkness cannot comprehend it. From this night, let there be light. Let the light of your gospel and of your power, the light of your life, let it shine upon these lives right now. And the way you put a demarcation between light and darkness, so I ask tonight that there will be a clear demarcation. In the name of Jesus Christ, every hold of darkness, every hold of sinful habit of darkness over your life, we break it in the name of Jesus Christ. And from this night, as light is quite different and separate from darkness, so will your life be separate in the name of Jesus Christ. And every power that darkness exercises over you, the Bible says, giving thanks unto the Father who has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son in the light. There's going to be a translation tonight. You are going to be translated from the domain of darkness, from the hold of darkness, from the engulfing of darkness into his marvelous light in the name of Jesus. This is not by struggle. When light came, darkness cannot comprehend it. I say concerning you from tonight, see, we no longer, darkness will no longer have power over your life in the name of Jesus. You're going to be translated by the power of the Holy Spirit into the marvelous light in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hold of a habit, every activity of sin and of Satan, we bring it to a close in your life from now in the name of Jesus. Listen. And as you are kneeling down before God tonight, you will experience a translation. You see, the meeting tonight is not just a mere meeting. There is a force coming from the throne of grace. As the God announced and said, let there be light. As he announced, let there be light, there was a translation. From tonight, Father, the power that translates a man from the jurisdiction of darkness into your marvelous light, let it become activated in each of these lives from this night in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, a new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. Do it for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And every resultant effect of darkness that has now brought chaos into any of these lives, broken marriages, unsettled lives, conflict, wrong companies, sicknesses that doctors don't know what to do, I announce tonight, let there be light. Listen, wherever you are in the congregation, whatever, it doesn't matter how many years that sickness lasts, let there be light. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Every activity of darkness ended when the light shined. And tonight I'm declaring to you, yes, are there some ancestral spirits, spirit of darkness that sat on your life for years from this meeting tonight, let there be light in the name of Jesus. From this night, from this very night, every confederacy over your life, because it came from darkness, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Every ordinance that is written against you, everywhere your name and your destiny were locked up in darkness, when the light shone, darkness could not comprehend it. Every hold of darkness over your life, every hold of sin over your life, every hold of sickness over your life, every hold of principalities over your life, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it already. Thank you for testimonies of those who are walking out of the prison of darkness into the light of your glory, into the light of your healing, into the light of your deliverance from this meeting. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.